People can be difficult, have you noticed? I mean, really, really difficult. Sometimes they annoy us. Other times it's much worse. And yet, how often do we go out of our way to show those people some kindness, some love? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A lot of us, me included, tend to live life at 100 miles an hour. Of course, not everyone's like that, but even if you have a more gentle rhythm to your day-to-day existence, it's still incredibly easy to be self-absorbed, to ignore the well-being of those around us. And I'll be honest, there have been times in my life when I've done that, treating those people around me more as objects than as people, whilst at the same time harbouring grand desires of what I could do for God. Wherever you're at, whatever your pace of life, your stage in life, your attitude toward life may be, let's pause you and I for a moment for a bit of a reality check. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Most important of all, love each other deeply, because love makes you willing to forgive many sins. Most important of all, above everything else that you do, love each other deeply. Even the people who hurt or annoy you, because that love will cover a multitude of sins. That love will bring healing and hope and patience and peace. Writer and speaker Amy Cluttonotti sums it up like this. If loving the person in front of you seems like too small of a ministry opportunity, then you've forgotten the simplicity of the gospel. It's really that simple. Most important of all, love each other deeply, because love makes you willing to forgive many sins. That's God's word fresh for you today. One of the things that stops us from loving other people, in fact, the main thing, is our own sin. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.